Mariore te whānau, nau mai hoki mai ki Māori Millionaire. I'm your host, Te Kahu Kura Boynton. This podcast is all about how you can build better money habits, how you can create a better mindset, and how you can increase your income. If you are new here, nau mai, haere mai. If you've been here before, nau mai, hoki mai. And yeah, I'm just so excited for today's podcast episode. Let's just dive into it. So, have you ever wondered why you always end up broke just before payday, or why your emergency fund just keeps on going up and down, up and down, up and down? Today, we'll be diving into how you can actually create a better strategy around your safety net, your emergency fund, whatever you want to call it. Everyone has a different ingoa for it, and that is perfect. I'm going to just share some of the things that I do to help me from spending my emergency fund on things that aren't emergencies, because I just want to be so real with you guys. I used to spend my emergency fund on like the most not good things. So someone would ask me if I wanted to go out for lunch, and I was like, yeah, like didn't have that money in my normal account, I'll just take it from my emergency fund. Someone would ask me if I wanted to go on holiday. Yeah, take it from my emergency fund. Someone asked me if I wanted to, like, go do things we shouldn't have been doing, and I would use my emergency fund money. Now, what actually causes people to do this? And, like, actually, sorry, one more example. One time, someone else had an emergency in their life, and I spent my emergency fund on their emergency, and then I had an emergency pop up, and then I didn't have the money for it. So, why do we actually do this? This is one of the key reasons, is a cultural thing where, you know, as Māori, as Pacifica, we feel this pressure to, you know, give to our whānau, and that, like, is one of the most beautiful things about our culture, is that we are part of a collective. We're not single, oh my gosh, single, I was going to say singleistic, single, oh my goodness. We're not just individuals, right? We're part of a community. And we, one of the key things though in this, and I just actually recorded another episode about this, about money boundaries. So have a look at that if you want to listen to that one too. But when we're all going to stay stuck in this cycle of not having enough, if we're consistently, like, someone asks you for a loan and then you give them a loan and then you need to ask someone else for a loan, and then it's just this constant cycle of everyone giving loans. Whereas if temporarily we actually start doing things to make sure our cup is full first, so that everyone else gets the overflow from that. And in the other episode, I talked about this from like a delayed versus instant gratification perspective. So it can feel better to continue to give like those $10, $20 here and there. Whereas the delayed gratification side of it is like learning to say no, and then eventually you can give in so much, in so many bigger ways, right? Giving isn't bad, right? Like, this is good. Like, we love to give. But when we're giving from a place of, you actually don't have the funds to do that, like, you're dipping into your emergency fund, then that's not a sustainable pathway of giving. Like, that is not how we can continue to give long term, how we can continue to give in large amounts and, like, give so much. And so, yeah, I just wanted to support you all today and some of the key things that I've done to stop using my emergency fund for other things. One of the key things is actually having money boundaries. So I've got rules around what my emergency fund, safety fund, success fund. Okay, I'm just going to be so real. I call mine my success fund. I just want everyone to know what I'm talking about when I call it that. So from now forward, I'm just going to call it my success fund, so you know what I'm talking about. So for my success fund, I have rules about what that puta is for and what it is not for. So I did touch it like last year. So we're in like May now. I remember touching it last year for something that came up. But I mostly do not touch it. Like, it has to be an emergency to touch it. And the reason why is because I have a very good money plan and I have like a bucket system. So I've got all of these different accounts, and I put putia into those specific things. So Say, for example, my car. There's an account that has, I've calculated the annual cost of running my vehicle for the WOF, for the rego, for the maintenance, for new tyres, for all of the things, and that goes into my car account. Same with my Kai account. How much do I, on average, spend on Kai a week? That goes into my Kai account. My insurance account. How much does my insurance cost? That goes into the insurance account. All right, so I've got all of these different things. And the one of the key things is that I used to use my emergency fund like when my WOF was due, when my rego was due, because I didn't have the money in these other accounts. But I realized that I didn't have that because I didn't plan for it. So that's why it's so important to create a money plan. So you know, and I like to do it annually. So like on an annual basis, how many times are you going to need to get a WOF? How many times are you going to need to go to the dentist? How many times are you going to need to, I don't know, like, I'm just, you know, think about the things that you do on an annual basis. And what I would do is I would divide it by however frequently you get paid. So if you get paid weekly, divide it by 52 and make an account and put that putia in it. One of the other hacks too is if it's an amount that you don't need, like on a weekly basis, or like say for example your success fund and you find that you're someone who like sneakily pinches money from it, is opening up an account at a different bank entirely and like not seeing it. Or I do know that some banks let you have an account that's hidden on your online banking so you can't see it, so ask your bank for that, so that you just like it's out of sight, out of mind. Put an AP onto it so that like you don't even need to think about it, right? So yeah, I have all of these different bank accounts for each of the different things in my life, like a koha account, a wants account, all of those different things. And every dollar has like a place to go to. And this means that when those other things pop up, if I don't have money in that specific account, then I don't do it. So say for example, someone needs support, you know, they need like $20. If I really want to give for that certain thing and I've got the money in my koha account for that, then I will. But if it's like if there's someone in my life who like always asks me to buy them takeaways, like always, and that's something that I just don't want to do because I'm just like, oh, I don't even eat takeaways, I'm not paying for you to get takeaways, like, oh my goodness. And so I will say no, even if there's money in my koha account. And I've like normalized that and I've explained that. And yeah, so that's what I do. I have like these buckets and I put the puta in these different accounts. And then my emergency fund, success fund, oh my gosh, what are we up to? Success fund is just for emergencies when they come up. One of the things that I think a lot of people struggle with when it comes to creating a money plan is it can feel very overwhelming to create a money plan if you've never done this before. And so I just want to like validate you and let you know that when I did my first one, I was gobsmacked by like where I was putting my money. I was gobsmacked by how much money I had wasted on so many things. I was so overwhelmed by it. I avoided it for so long. And I just want to like give you the mindset element of this. People will avoid things because they know that it's hard. And I just want you to know that it is hard. But it's also hard to live how you're living now. And so you have to choose your hard. The other element too is getting support. So if you can like find someone in your life who is good at creating money plans, who could support you to do it together, who you trust, who you can share your bank statements with, who can help you review it, like find that person in your life and ask them if in the weekend they could, you know, spare an hour or 2 hours to help you just go through it and like create a plan for you. That can be very helpful. There's also lots of like online systems you can use to do this. Like the Sorted website has like a money plan section on there that you could use, or like an Excel spreadsheet. Like that's personally how I do mine. But it doesn't have to be complicated. I would start small and like over time you can, you know, change this if you feel called to, but you don't need to do anything complicated. The most important thing of like not spending your emergency fund on other things is having those strong money boundaries. So I'm going to actually link the money boundaries podcast in the description because that is so important. If you continue to waver on your money boundaries, then your emergency fund is going to continue to deplete. The other really important thing that I just wanted to touch on was there's only so far that like creating these different accounts, having a money plan, cutting out different things in your life can do. But if you're actually not making enough money, and I know so many of our listeners, so many like Māori, Pacifica and Wahine disproportionately earn less income than any other people in Aotearoa. And so if you're actually not bringing in enough pūtea, then that can be a barrier to actually creating an emergency fund that you can actually stick to. So that's when I would start focus. If you've got those foundations and it's not working, I would focus on how can you increase your income. Could you ask your boss for a pay rise? Could you start a side hustle? Could you start a business? Could you, like, these were the things that I thought about in my journey. Was like, I had done the money plans, I had, you know, done the money boundaries, and like still, you know, things that I was working on, but I was like, but actually I'm not bringing in enough pūtea. And so I started looking at how I could do that. And I remember, like, when I was at uni, I used to take notes for, like, lectures. I used to, like, do so many different things. I did some contract work, like, lots of different things, right? And that extra pūtea could support me to, one, increase my safety net, but then, two, actually stick to the money plan so that I had enough pūtea to put into these other accounts. But, yeah, that is today's podcast episode about not spending your emergency fund on all of these different things. If you've got questions, please like send me a message. I'm happy to create another podcast episode going into whatever those parts I are. But also, I just wanted to ask you a little favor. If you could share this podcast episode on your story, if you could share it to a friend who needs to hear this, I would just be so, so grateful for that. I'm like on a big mish at the moment to grow this podcast. I want to help impact as many whānau as I can. And I know the podcast is one of the most like scalable ways that I can do this, because I'm over here and I can just support so many of you, but this won't be possible unless everyone who listens to the podcast like actually shares this out to their network, to their stories, to their community. That just allows me to grow it, and when the podcast grows, I can increase how much I invest in it, and I can create higher quality podcast episodes, like maybe like a video one maybe, but just like just make it so much better for you all. So yeah, if you could do that, if you could rate the podcast, I would be so, so, so grateful. That is us for today's podcast episode. I will talk to you all again next week. Hei kona. Oh, wait, no, one more thing, sorry. As always, our disclaimer, none of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. It is all general in nature. I'm not a financial advisor. You should always do your own research and due diligence. A full copy of the disclaimer is available in the description down below. Now that is us for today. I will chat to you all again next week. Ka kite.